Last week, book maven Nancy Pearl promised to start our 2015 reading lists with first-time novelists, and she's kept that promise. Today, Nancy recommends a book by Canadian writer Emma Hooper. She told Marcy Silman the title tells you almost everything.
Etta and Otto and Russell and James. And you know, one if you're someone who loves character-driven fiction, which I do, a good way of finding a character-driven novel is if the name of the book has the characters as the title of the book, or it's descriptive of the characters. So Nick Hornby's About a Boy. Okay, that's a character-driven novel.
I looked at that and thought of that old movie, Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. But
I know.
This doesn't look like Etta and Otto and Russell and James.
No, not exactly. This is another wonderful novel. The author is Canadian. And last week I talked about how much I love Montana fiction. So another area of the world where I tend to find books that I just really connect with or feel that I just love, it tends to be Canadian fiction. And that's a gross overgeneralization. But I could go back and pick out particular books by Canadian writers. And I think partly, and when we read books by Canadian writers, you know, the big areas where people live are, of course, Vancouver on the West Coast and Montreal and Toronto on the East Coast. But this book and the author grew up on the prairies, grew up in Saskatchewan. And this is the story of an elderly couple who have been married for a long time. And the wife decides that she's lived on these prairies for her whole life. Her husband went to war. He saw the sea during his service in the war. And she decides that she is going to walk from her home in Saskatchewan to the sea. And this is the story of what happens on that walk. The interesting thing about this book, Marcy, it's just beautifully written, but it weaves in elements of what we generally think of as magic realism, what I call elastic realism. Mm. You know, there are things in here that clearly are not normal occurrences in our lives, but they work in this book. The second thing I wanted to say about this book that is so wonderful is the way she handles time. So you're in the present, and then you're in the past with the characters, and then you're back into the present. And by the time you get to the end, the past and the present have merged.
Sometimes I get confused when time is going back and forth.
This one you won't, because they're very distinct. Very distinct differences.
So Etta and Otto are the longtime couple?
Etta and Otto are married. Russell is Otto's, I guess we can call him a foster brother and lifelong friend still, and Etta's most excellent friend as well. James, I'm afraid, Marcy, you're going to have to figure out who James is by reading the book.
Okay. The book is called Etta and Otto and Russell and James, and it's really fun to say. And the author is Emma Hooper, and I just think the idea of walking from Saskatchewan to either of the seas, which are kind of equidistant, sounds like quite an adventure in and of itself. Nancy Pearl, thanks for bringing that in.
My pleasure.
Nancy Pearl with Marcy Silman. Nancy joins us each week with a reading recommendation. And if you've missed any of them, kind of thought to yourself, oh, I'd like to read that, but you didn't have a pencil handy, you'll find all those recommendations at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl.